Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Port Louisa National Wildlife Refuge Manager Sally Flatland about the auto tour road that is open Fridays from August 4th through September 8th.
For the auto tour, I see that it's closed. This area is closed from September 15th to January 1st. Now, I wonder, when was the last time this auto tour road was open?
Okay, so it is open most of the year except for September 15th to the end of December every year. But when I say open, I mean by foot for hiking or for bicycling. So we limit the number of cars that go through just because we provide that area as a sanctuary for migrating waterfowl and try to limit the disturbance within there. And September 15th through the end of December is the peak fall migration. We close it at that point just to protect them and have them have that sanctuary to rest during their migration and to be able to build up their reserves to continue migrating. So we are opening, and this is something the refuge has done for a number of years, that we open it on Fridays just prior to that closure in September because migration will be starting, and so there'll be an opportunity for the public to get in there and to drive, and especially for those who might be limited mobily, that they can get in there and drive through August and the first two Fridays in September.
For those who are unaware of the Wildlife Refuge, what kinds of neat things could people be seeing on these self-guided tours?
Port Louisa National Wildlife Refuge is a refuge set aside for migratory birds. And so as you drive through this particular unit on the refuge, it's mostly made up of wetlands and open water. So for the most part, you're going to see wetland-dependent birds, mostly migratory waterfowl, ducks, geese, swans, pelicans. But then, of course, you're going to see the smaller birds that migrate through as well that might utilize more of the uplands and grasslands and prairie-type areas.
And how long do these migratory birds typically hang around this area at the refuge?
Well, I think it's going to vary depending year to year, depending on conditions, both temperatures and water levels and food availability out there. So it's going to vary. I have been in Iowa for 6 months, so I haven't been here for a full year to really gauge the duration that the migratory birds stick around. So I don't know for sure, but I would assume, you know, it varies on species and the food availability, and that depends on, you know, how long they stay. So it's hard to call. I mean, it depends. There's so many variables that play into it.
You know, how do you think conditions are for the birds to inhabit the wildlife refuge?
Well, I think the conditions are great. We have had high water levels in the Mississippi, which, of course, results in water levels higher than normal in a lot of areas. But we're working right now to lower those water levels in our management areas in order to increase the food availability in the mudflats there. I'm hoping that by the time the peak migration comes through, that conditions will be really beneficial for the birds. So we're hoping for the best, and just out here with water levels, it's very unpredictable.
It looks like during these Fridays, refuge biologists will be at the Fox Pond Observation Deck to discuss refuge wetland management and the fall waterfowl habitat outlook. What can people expect to learn about wetland management and the fall waterfowl habitat?
By opening up this tour route on Fridays this time of year, it's an opportunity for the public to come out and visit the refuge and not only see but hear about what we're about, not just this refuge, but refuges, wildlife refuges across the country. So not only will the staff be there for individuals to come and ask questions if they have any questions, concerns, just want to discuss things or just learn about the refuge, we'll be there, as well as the friends of Port Louisa who will be also there on Fridays too. So it's really just individual opportunities for people to come and meet some of the staff and to ask questions that they might have, and that could vary on the forecast of the habitat and migration, or it could be any questions that they might have concerning the refuge.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Port Louisa National Wildlife Refuge Manager Sally Flatland. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.